For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Conspiracy theory that maybe there was a gag order, that Pop was not allowed to comment on what went on there with Russell Wilson's injury. Bob is now on the hotline right now, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service. Bob, have the Steelers given you a prepared statement here on what you have to say about this Russell Wilson situation?
No. Fact is, the phone died, got busy, forgot what I was doing, forgot the time because it goes so fast, and my apologies on that. But no, nothing there other than I'm a little surprised that this calf injury, which we all thought was maybe in the past, not in the past anymore.
Have you heard of low power mode on your phone where you turn the battery yellow and, it drains much more slowly?
No, I know what that charger is. It wasn't that. I was doing something and I never heard it. It's also tied to my Apple Watch, so I don't necessarily hear rings all the time, even if that were the case, but the battery died.
Man, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, your phone's dying. What are you doing in the morning and
those
day
TikToks
that's already draining
those
that
TikToks
thing?
Are very battery
those
intensive.
TikToks will drain you. There's no question.
It is amazing to me, by the way, how long those take. Alex does helmet picks with Ace, where we just put the two helmets, like the helmet matchup, and he runs up, and the first one he grabs, Pop, is his pick. It took her an hour to edit 16 picks together into a usable TikTok video. Anyway.
Who edits your
videos,
Bob?
That's why it's hard to do them unless you have someone who's very schooled at it. But my wife's good on first takes. Lisa will do it, and it takes me a while when we do these combo dance things. So,
anyway.
Bob, if Russell Wilson's less than 100%, do you think the Steelers will start him against Atlanta, or will they go with Fields?
I still think they're going to go with Russell Wilson until they find out that it's something that could make it worse, and then he could be lost longer than that. I don't know if that's the case. I don't think we'll find out until tomorrow when they have this reevaluation of it. But it doesn't sound – I don't know what it sounds like right now. The fact that it's made him limited at practice, he's a veteran. I don't know if he needs to practice the entire time. It is the first week. He didn't get much work in the preseason, so I'm concerned about it if I were them, but I don't know that I'd say that it's going to keep him out of this game as of right now.
Bob, you talk to Mike Tomlin, you get to see him every week during the season. You get sort of a different level of access than almost everybody else does. You know him a little bit. We tried to figure out his tone when he was briefly answering questions about Wilson's health and status, and Pony said it didn't sound like a guy who was – no worries, this is all good.
He wasn't poo-pooing
it. He didn't kind of deal with it with a smirk and a laugh. He was pretty serious. How did you interpret the way he was answering those questions about Wilson? Did you read anything into the way he sounded when he was answering?
Well, I think there's a different tone to him, in those situations. I think there are a lot of times, you can tell when something's of no concern, and you can also tell when something is of bigger concern. This, to me, was right in the middle. And again, I don't know that they're going to make any proclamations here until tomorrow, and you'll find out tomorrow if he practices or not. So, I still think I wouldn't draw too many conclusions out of the tone of voice. I just think they're kind of being, very cautious about this whole thing, given the fact that it's lingered, in camp, and now it's back apparently again.
Jerry Dulac just tweeted this. This is the reason the Steelers were ultra cautious with Russell Wilson. He didn't have a Joe Burrow injury, but they didn't want it to become one. This isn't either, but the Steelers could be ultra-cautious again for the same reason. And if they are, I do think that that would invite the opportunity to rest him for this game so it didn't turn into a bigger thing, Bob. How confident would you be in the Steelers winning this game if Justin Fields has to play?
Well, I think I like Atlanta's team. I think that the Steelers are going to have their hands full in this game. But no, I don't, Justin Fields is a very athletic guy. I'd have to see more of him. Again, we didn't see all that much to the point where I saw indication that he was going to be a winner if there was a competition or not. Again, you can't make too many conclusions when you don't have a lot. So Russell Wilson was the QB1 and still is to me. But can they win a game? Sure they can win a game with him as long as he doesn't turn the ball over. That's been the one thing, and that's what attracted them to Russell Wilson is the protection of the football, whereas Justin Fields, on the other hand, has had this propensity to turn it over. And you have a young offensive line. This, to me, more than anything here, gentlemen, is the reason I'm thinking this is going to be a tough game right off the bat.
Bob, Mike Tomlin also did say on the Fields-Wilson situation, he was asked how it affected the game plan. If it ends up needing to be Justin Fields, he said he didn't think it does really affect their game plan. Do you agree with that? How do you feel about if it's Fields, how different that game plan would look?
No, I think it does affect it. I think, because Justin Fields can do things that Russell Wilson can't at this point of his career. So, yeah, I do think they have and they will have different things that they could throw at Atlanta that obviously they did not see in the preseason, although they know what Justin Fields is all about from his time in Chicago. But I think it would definitely change how they do things. I think you see more, design rollout plays, design run plays, pure and simple. And hopefully he'll be able to locate the middle of the field better than what we've seen in the past. Those quarterbacks, both of them, need to do more of that because there's a lot of real estate available there. When you go to the sidelines, it makes it a little easier on defenders.
More breaking Steelers news. Troy Fautanu, how about this? He was full at practice today, so no injury limitations whatsoever. Bob, should they start Fautanu at right tackle against Atlanta and put Broderick Jones at left?
Well, I think that's the way I thought it was going to go, just because when training camp started, I felt that was the conclusion that would happen by opening day. Now, the fact that Dan Moore is still over there, and if Fautanu does start over there and Broderick Jones does not start, that tells me that they're not very happy with Broderick Jones. And there wasn't a lot to watch in the preseason other than, he seemed either confused, not interested in the right tackle position, which is not natural, but if you're looking at this objectively, you got to say they drafted two of their last first-round picks, left tackles, both of them. That's where they play, and yet none will be there on opening day here, if that's the case. And that would be alarming to me, considering that these guys have tremendous upside. That takes nothing away from Dan Moore, but in an ideal situation, those two guys should be out there at bookends.
Well, Fautanu's case, it looks like it's going to be injury, so I'm not going to blame them for that. But in the case of Broderick Jones, it appears to be that they just refused to actually let him work at that position and prioritize Dan Moore. You could have easily found a way to bench Dan Moore and keep Chooks in the lineup last year if you wanted to and insert Jones on the left side. Instead, it's, Chooks said something coming off the field and now he's on double secret probation and now he's gone from the franchise. They seem to want to keep Dan Moore out there mainly because he can't play the other side.
Right. I mean,
that's on them.
About it is I know everything I need to know about Dan Moore. So he's proven his value to them over the last several years. To me, I want to see – I would have spent a large portion of this preseason with Broderick Jones over there. I want to see what he can do instead of moving him to the right side for these games. So I thought that was something that I was a little scratching my head over because that's what you invested in, these guys. And that's one of the most important positions on that field considering the quarterbacks you have. So I was a little surprised by that.
Bob, we got to do this here. And that is our 2024 Steelers record prediction. We've asked all of our weekly guests to give us their record prediction for the Steelers this season. So you are now on the clock here. You have to give us
a win-loss. Okay, I said earlier today, on Joe's show, I said 9-8, and that's what I think is probably right. And that's predicated on a good start, too, because I think it's going to be so difficult. And, of course, you don't know about the injuries. You saw the Steelers get some breaks with quarterbacks. Who knows how this is going to play out. But with a young offensive line, I think it's going to be challenging for them to be anything better than that. Although it could happen, you never know in this game, which is so crazy to try to figure out. But 9-8 would be my preseason prediction.
Make the playoffs or miss the playoffs at 9-8?
I think they'll miss the playoffs at 9-8 because I think there are too many good teams in this AFC again, and especially in their own division. Plus, you think of teams like Houston and Jags, and all these teams that it's going to be crowded. It's going to be all the way to the very end, just like it was last year.
Malzy, this is unbelievable.
I know.
Mike Florio, Jeff Hathorn, Steve Palazzolo, Bob Pompiani, the same thing.
9-8
missed the playoffs. You ask all four who you voting for, Harris or Trump, you get, they'll be split. You ask them, do you like wings, flats, or drumsticks, they'll be split. Same exact record, same exact season result.
Great taste, less filling, split.
Incredible. All right, Bob. Well, next time, charge your phone. But thank you for coming on.
I'm sorry about that. I owe you one.
Steelers Super Bowl prediction.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Okay, my Super Bowl prediction was San Francisco and the Texans, with San Francisco winning it. And then Brock Purdy cashing in big time, which will cause some people to lose their jobs in San Francisco. Because they have too many guys at these high rates of pay. It's unbelievable.
And if Brock Purdy cashes in, I've already heard that Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers is on the goal line. Sorry, Bob.
I don't know where you've heard that.
No, I know. No.
See you, Bob.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.